The meeting has been called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien. Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Watswitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Mr. Perry, will you please confirm that appropriate notice for this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So made, Strom.
Second, Athus.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Now may I have a motion to amend that motion in order to approve a consent agenda as follows. Action items 7A through 7C.
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Barsima.
Thank you. Any discussion? Again, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Agenda item number 4. We have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on December 12th, 2024.
So move, Wazowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Strom.
Again, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on January 7th, 2025?
So move, Wazowitz.
Second, Strom.
Any discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Any abstentions? Motion carries. All right.
Speed meeting.
Let's see where we are here. Agenda item number 5. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives present today. Would any of you like to make any comments?
No, we do not.
Okay, hearing none, this is my opportunity to make some comments. You know, last night I had a great opportunity at Church of Hope, I believe it's called, mm-hmm. on the south side of Chicago, and I got a chance to hear Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown, and it kind of leads into this issue of, what is it called, DEI, you know? The opportunity to make sure that our most talented folks are able to rise to the top and to do their thing for our society and our community. And that was a great example of that kind of event. She was very dynamic. She even sang for us last night to show off some of her skills. But you gotta bring that back home to NIU. When I say that, we've always been that institution that allows for those folks that are first-generation college kids that haven't had that opportunity. We must ensure, based on our tuition policies, our fees, and disregard what else is going on around us to keep focused on the mission that we have. And I think you said before you used the word, Veronica, about being focused, and we must remain focused on that. I will say that till the day I die. Education is the key to opening up the society for all of us, and we must ensure, I don't care what you call it. You can call it DEI, you can call it come on in the room. I don't care how you phrase it, but we must ensure that we maintain those types of policies to keep this university the type of university that it was when I came here in 1983 to give Montel Gales an opportunity. With that said, I want to say that all politics is local, right? All the stuff that's going on around us, be focused on your community. If you're focused on your community, it's like one brick at a time. We'll build that structure again. Do not be discouraged about what's going on out here. It's going to happen. You have a touch point with your elected politicians. Make sure you maintain that touch point and let them know how you feel about what's going on. Do not feel that you are not empowered to do that, all right? They want you to believe that. All the stuff that's going on throughout the day, all of a sudden you turn the TV off and you don't want to hear it anymore. Stay focused, stay educated. With that said, let's move on. Agenda item number 6. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering with written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
We have no public comment today.
Very good. We're going to move on to item number seven. We will now move to the President's Report number 185. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
The following items have been moved to consent agenda. Agenda item 7A, fiscal year 2026 room and board fee recommendation. Agenda item 7B, fiscal year 2026 undergraduate tuition pricing recommendation. And agenda item 7C, fiscal year 2026 graduate tuition pricing recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items as read by President Freeman?
So moved, Barsema.
Second, Wazowitz.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7D, fiscal year 2026 law tuition pricing recommendation. As we heard this morning, for fiscal year 26, the university recommends a 5% increase for incoming law students. These recommendations were developed with the goal of keeping tuition as low as possible while maintaining fiscal responsibility. And as pointed out previously, even with this adjustment, NIU will continue to be one of the most affordable and competitive law schools in Illinois, providing students with the education, tools, and opportunities they need to achieve their goals. The recommendation forwarded from the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is for Board of Trustees approval of the request for the FY26 law tuition pricing recommendation.
Thank you. Due to a conflict I have with this agenda item, I will be abstaining from voting. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Athis.
I'm going to give the motion here.
I'll second.
Second down here. Okay. Any discussion?
So, Montel, I'm guessing that we couldn't have the other ones on the consent agenda because of you?
Exactly. I was that guy.
All right.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, I have to do a roll call vote. Forgive me. No. Ms. Stoll, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athis.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema.
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien. Trustee Leland Strom.
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
I'm going to abstain. Due to a conflict I have with this agenda item, please.
Okay.
7E.
Agenda item 7E, fiscal year 2026, undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing recommendations. As noted earlier, NIU has numerous student activities, programs, services, and operations that are supported to various degrees by the assessment of dedicated use student charges that are aggregated into manageable fee categories. On an annual basis, a committee comprised of faculty, staff, and students considers proposals for increasing, maintaining, or reducing fees with the goals of affordable cost of attendance and adequate support for the programs and services that serve students. Their recommendations inform the university's proposal. Again, as discussed earlier today in the FACFO committee, for fiscal year 2026, the university is requesting increases in the student support services fee as the result of a $3.70 per credit hour increase in the home student center charge, and university advancement fee as a result of a 55% increase in the capital improvement charge and an 55-cent increase in the capital improvement charge and an 86-cent increase in the transportation access charge. These fees impact undergraduate, graduate, and law students. The university also seeks an increase in the law program support fee as a result of a 65-cent increase in the law student bar charge and a $40 increase in the law excellence charge, as well as a $5.11 increase in the central services fee that is assessed to online graduate students in certain programs who are not assessed several other fees related to on-campus programs and services. The recommendation forwarded by the Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee is for approval of the request for the fiscal year 2026 undergraduate, graduate, and law student fee pricing.
Now, as I almost jumped the gun a few moments ago, I will also have to abstain from this matter and voting as well. May I have a motion to approve?
So made, Strum.
Second, Herrero.
Is there any discussion?
I do have a question. So with tuition, the
truth in tuition, if I have the term correctly, says that the tuition is not increased for students who are already students on our campus. Does that apply to fees as well, or the fees go up for every student?
It does not apply to fees, but George looks like he wants to add something, so I'm going to let him.
So the fees go up for every student?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we need to call the question, and Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watzowicz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Agenda Item 7F, Fiscal Year 2026 Student Health Insurance. The university offers group health insurance to students, which is funded solely by student health insurance fees. For participating students, their fees are collected and submitted to a broker or insurer as a pass-through expense by the university. As we heard earlier today, the quoted rate for fiscal year 26 will reflect no change in premium over fiscal year 25 for the students who choose to participate in the coverage, not to exceed $1,378 per semester or $2,756 per academic year. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends its Board of Trustees approval of the request for the FY 2026 student health insurance.
Again, due to a conflict I have with this agenda item, I will also be abstaining from voting. We have a motion.
So move, Wazowicz.
Second, Barsima.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we need to call the question, and will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watzowicz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Agenda Item 7G, Collective Bargaining Agreement for the Metropolitan Alliance of Police NIU Sergeants, Chapter 292. NIU negotiates with 15 groups of employees that are represented by a labor union. Salary increases and other terms and conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation, and final agreements are submitted for approval to the Board of Trustees. The agreement that we're considering here has been tentatively approved, ratified by the bargaining unit, and submitted today to the Board of Trustees for approval. The bargaining unit, Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 292, represents approximately 9 employees in the Department of Police and Public Safety. The collective bargaining agreement represents the classification of police sergeant. A 4-year agreement effective July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2028 is offered for board action. The terms and conditions of the agreement are consistent with university policies and guidelines, and the university recommends approval of this CBA.
Very good. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Herrero.
Is there a second?
Second, Barsima.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Let me lead off by saying I don't have a child in the police department, so I can vote on this. any legitimate discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Item number 8, are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is March 20th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Can I have excuse me. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meeting Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C5 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters, as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act, and personnel matters, as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion?
So moved, Athos.
Is there a second?
Second, Strum.
Ms. Doyle, will you please take the roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athos?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed.